Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome to Online Podcast. Today in our studio in New York, in our pod studio, we have my special guest, Henry.
The whore.
The whore. Not the other whore.
The ungentle whore.
The root whore.
The bitch whore.
The whore cut. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyway, so we have him here today because for a special thing. It's mostly for me, not so much for you all, because when we were in college together, this is still in Malaysia, we have people that we make fun of. Oh, wait, you call it what? The victims.
Yes.
And explain what this sort of victims are.
Well, it's because all my friends have in common that we make fun of certain characters in life.
Yes.
Real life people that we don't know that well. So we make them into a fictional character.
Yes.
And based on that we make up all kinds of stories.
We do. Which is fun. Well, some based on
I would
sometimes
say
it's just
I didn't even do it that much with you. It's more that we just created these poems that you're gonna hear, but
yes.
Nowadays, it's worse for me. I should tell John some of the stories, actually.
Okay, good. Because I don't know yet. Okay. And what we'll do is, I have always been wanting to recall and remember all those poems that we wrote
and
together.
And this was back in, when 1998?
No. 98, I graduated. 1996.
96 was when we went there. So probably
95. 95.
Or so, 94, 95.
Did we write the poems in KDU or did we write it in CMSU?
KDU,
okay.
But of course, Madoka was in CMSU.
Right. It's a continuation that was like phase two.
So we should do it in that order.
Right. So, but there are, and they, okay, again, so we call them victims because they're innocent. And secondly, but they, we don't, it's not malicious and we don't go out and tell people there of those things that we make fun of. In fact, none of you would actually understand. I don't think you would understand the audience, because you would have to know the person and you would have to know us to really get it. And this is really between Henry and I. I think none of our friends would actually get it. And we knew about this already since the day one when we were making this thing up. And it was just funny for us. So, anyway, I'm trying to document this so that I would not forget that. Because every time since 1995, I don't remember it usually. And I've asked you a few times over the phone. I say, oh, remember, we used to write about this and Mrs. Phillips. And what do we, you know, what is this next thing after this line? So, now I'm going to document it on my recording.
Oh, you repeated that.
On my recording. Oh, we did that earlier. Okay, good. Now we have the sound level about the same, like, distance to the microphones. Anyway, so we will start now with, let's talk about the victims.
I think we can start with the teachers.
Okay.
I
don't think we ever...
We should try to remember who was the very... Probably Miss Phillips. Do you think it's Miss Phillips?
I think so. Because she...
So we should say who she is first. Miss Judith Phillips.
Oh my god.
She was very nice. Let's start with that.
Yeah, she's very nice. And she is our only American Caucasian teacher, right?
Yes.
She was the only one. And even though
there's a monster in the heater.
Oh. My gosh, it sounds so good in
the You all should know that there's a monster in the heaters of the Pod Hotel.
Yes. Okay, actually, I should do this. Move this.
But I'm gonna sit up right now, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's not that comfy.
And,
Yeah, this will be, yeah.
Okay. And,
Oh, Jesus. Puta madre. Let's move this.
You, what if I fall down?
No, you won't. But just, yeah, when you laugh, I'll hold you. Don't worry.
Sure. And then... okay, let's describe, because earlier I didn't record. No, wait. We are actually on the top bunk right now.
Yes.
I climb up here, and Henry said this is the only common area in this pod, this room, because it's so small.
The only hangout area for two friends.
Yes, because it was still uncomfortable down there because of the headroom.
So we're at the top bunk bed.
Yeah, top bunk bed with... Yeah,
of the bunk bed pod.
Yeah.
And there's a monster in the heater.
In New York, yes. And so... So, Miss Phillips... Judith Phillips is the first victim.
Yes.
And...
She taught us... She took sociology.
We took sociology first, and then psychology in the next semester.
She only taught those two, right? I think so,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so... I still remember her face. She looks...
Me too.
She looks kind of... She reminds me of Diana a bit.
Princess?
No. Diana Duval, yeah. It's like a pretty younger version of that.
She was such a fake bitch.
Well, anyway, nobody listens. Anyway.
She was such a faker. Anyway.
So, let's go back to Judith Phillips. And she... do we start with chunky chain or the earrings? Yes. The chunky chain first.
She has earrings also.
The sun and moon.
Oh.
She has a sun
but
and the moon.
Mainly her chunky chain.
Yeah, but we worked the... Yeah, it started with the chunky chain. And then we worked the sun and moon into the...
Yes, into the core.
So,
So, how it worked was you always say that she looked like a fairy godmother.
Yes.
Because she was kind of like... Not fat, but kind of like...
She was a bit short and then round.
Yeah, short and then roundish. Yeah. Kind of like, you know... What you want a fairy godmother to look like.
And she's very kind.
She's very sweet.
Yeah, very sweet, very smiley, and very kind. And so...
And she was always talking about Fai Chu.
What Fai Chu? I don't remember that.
It's this person, I don't know, from the school that she was in, in the US.
That's somebody's name.
She said, oh, we had this student, Fai Chu, and he was emailing to everyone all over the world. And that time, email was still kind of like scarce.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that was the mid-90s. So...
Yeah.
And she always said, I said, how annoying, keep talking about this name.
It's so, really?
It sounds so irritating to me.
Fai Chu.
Fai Chu, like Fai Chi.
Fai Chu.
Chopstick.
And so, then what?
How
did we even come up with that?
So that's what she looked like. She looks like a fairy.
She looks like a fairy. And then she loves to wear this very chunky, big bead necklace.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, she always, when she teaches, she would be twirling, and then pick it up and bite it. So that's like her signature. She's always biting her chunky chain. And then so we... How come... Who came up with the poem? Us, like, we just like... Maybe we were talking.
Maybe you, I think. Because it's...
It's all it's the chunky
chain. Very, very chunky chain.
Okay. Here comes the poem. And I'm trying to recall it without Henry. Henry's gonna give me clues.
I give him the first line.
Yeah.
So the first line is... Fairy.
Yeah, that's so unfair because I remember chain. That. Oh shit. Fairy, fairy, chunky chain. I forgot what.
It's something you described that she does with it.
Fairy, fairy, chunky chain. I like to bite. No.
But before bite.
Twirling.
No. Yeah, well, we can make it twirl.
But it was like.
But the original was.
Spin. What, holding?
Twist.
Oh, twisting. I like twist, but the picture is better. Very, very chunky chain. I like to twist. No.
No. Not even I like. Just twist and bite.
Twist and bite. Oh my gosh, I cannot remember. Very, very chunky chain. Twist and bite. Until you faint.
Yes! Oh my god. This is hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Very, very chunky chain. Twist and bite until you faint.
And then?
I like to wear the sun and moon.
No, you.
Oh, you.
Because it's to her.
Oh yeah, okay. You like to wear the sun and moon.
This is like... Yeah, you won't guess it. I'll just tell you. Because
I know what it is.
What?
Plain bihun.
When you're eating your
plain bihun, right? Because I remember vividly because we talk about her being white and then she doesn't like anything
about
her bihun.
And it's so silly because we just wanted to have a rhyme. to Moon. So we were like, oh, we can. I think maybe we were having lunch in the canteen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have bihun there, and we're like, she would have the plain bihun that's not spicy.
Right, exactly. That was totally coming up because of the rhyme.
Yes.
But then we were just sort of like, oh, what rhymes with moon? Bihun would rhyme with that. And then it was like, oh, yeah, and she's Caucasian, so she probably doesn't want anything on a bihun. So we make it plain. Okay, let me recite the whole thing again. That was the whole thing, right?
Yes.
It's just like, okay. Fairy, fairy, chunky chain. Twist and turn until you faint.
Bite.
It doesn't even rhyme. Oh,
twist
yeah.
Twist and bite.
Twist and bite until you faint.
You didn't even say the sun and moon.
I like to wear the sun and moon.
Did you already tell them, the people?
Oh, yeah, no. But it explains itself. She
had a pair of earrings.
You like? Yeah, she had a pair of earrings that is a sun and a moon on each side.
When she wore it, it drove her totally crazy. Because
it's imbalanced.
We're already like fixating on the necklace.
And I know. The thing is, when this is how Henry and I became friends, is like, the things that I paid attention in class is the same thing.
When we sat in the front row and was writing, the moon like kind of
because it's always, it's sort of like long.
Yeah, the crescent moon.
So it always like bounce. And the thing is, Henry and I pay attention to the same thing. And sometimes, do we sit together?
In the front row.
And then like one time we laugh at her or something, and then she kind of like what she's like asking us what were we laughing at. But anyway, okay, and yeah, twist and bite until you faint. You like to wear your sun and moon while you eat your plain bihun. When you eat your plain bihun. Okay, all right, good. And then the next one, and of course that made us very happy that we came up with that four line poem.
And of course, it's not just one teacher.
And she was actually, she's not annoying. She's actually very sweet. And Karen is the one that's a bit annoying, because she
she's very stiff.
Yeah, she's very stiff. And she...
Karen Freeman.
Oh my gosh, yes. She's not white. She's Eurasian, I think.
Yeah.
Or Indian.
I think she married like an American guy.
Yeah,
or something.
She married an American guy.
Yeah.
But she is very stiff, as in...
She's very cold.
Yeah, very cold.
She's a frigid bitch.
Mm-hmm. Frigid whore.
Well, I don't know. She's just very... Yeah.
But she's nice, though. She's always nice to me.
Don't believe us. Sorry, Miss Freeman, you're listening.
She probably don't remember
us. You're just misunderstood. Although you were very rude to John when he tried to say hi to you. He went back to visit. Oh, you forgot.
Oh, yeah.
You told me you went back to visit her, and then you say hi, and she was very cold to you.
Yeah, she was. She's always like that, yeah. She's like,
she has almost like this like poker face, and it's almost like she found Botox before
she didn't need
before
Botox.
The millennium. She found it and she overused it.
She's like, naturally her body produces Botox.
So she's all the way stiff until even her hair.
Her hair is the actual. Well, she is very cold and her hair is very stiff.
Yes.
And the stiffness, when I think about the stiffness, I really think of her hair more than her coldness.
And her style is like, you have to describe her style. The hairstyle is like,
it's very,
it's
at
like
that time,
almost like Cleopatra, but kind of like ugly.
But
her
bangs,
very dry.
The bangs is up high, blown, doesn't she? She blow her bangs
up. It's twisted sometimes.
Yeah, twisted like that.
Yes.
And then it is very... I would say early 90s to mid 90s.
Yes.
TV anchor. Well,
yes.
Maybe you can still see it today. Like TV anchor, the woman hair. And it is not, because the hair is very thin, that it's the
and
whole
dry.
Thing. Yeah, thin and dry. But the thing is, I think she probably has to back comb her hair to make that hairstyle, because the hair is so thin that she couldn't. But what it looks like a very hollow hay. It's very hollow inside, but then it's like sculpted and it's all hairsprayed stiff.
Yes.
So even the part where it comes out, like the bob of her hair, right? It doesn't move. It's just like very stiff.
Actually, I remember it looking very straight.
That's right. Not like, it doesn't even like curl.
Not like beautiful and silky like Cleopatra, like
stiff, like hay.
like straw.
And it's very hollow, like you can see through it. It's like hollow puff.
Yeah, and then it will move because she will do her because she taught a speech presentation.
Right. Oh my god,
she was a journalist.
I was so self-conscious.
She was a journalist major, so she has all these like anchor woman like mannerisms, like the hands they will move when they're presenting, and she would tilt her head and you can see the hair like move.
So the hair doesn't flow. The hair moves with the head. And then and so we came up with a poem for her. Hers is mixed with Miao Chua.
Oh, we didn't say any cool first. It's okay, we turn it after this.
Yeah, okay. But does Karen have her own?
Yes.
Oh. Plaster.
No. Karen.
Karen,
white pigeon.
Oh, this white pigeon is because one day when she was teaching, a white pigeon actually landed on the window outside.
On the window and kept looking at her. We were like...
And the whole class was actually laughing. She even was like, found that amusing. She's usually very stable. Okay. Karen, white pigeon.
Dyed plaster you have for hair.
Dyed plaster? Oh, because it's black.
Yes.
Dyed...
So that's a good way of describing it. It looked like, you know, like...
Plaster,
like uneven plaster and just like a mole.
I mean, look at the time. Oh my gosh, this is gonna take too much time, I think. Oh no, it's okay, it's good. 16 minutes.
Karen,
white pigeon.
Dye plaster you have for hair.
Dye plaster.
And this is one of our oddest poems, and because your roots were all astern. You came up with that word, actually. It was so hard, so difficult to rhyme this poem. Astern, and you told me it means, like, ingrown somehow, like turning.
Like backwards.
Yeah. Because your roots were all astern, and go to any coup you dare. Yeah, so you're right. It is connected to
connected, but this lead into the next one.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you remember all that.
Yeah, this one's the weirdest. Like, we're like, yeah, it's not our best.
Yeah,
creation.
Not the best. But we're very happy to move into the next one because of the fight.
Of the fight? Did they really fight? Oh no,
we just made it up.
Yes.
And okay, the only good thing about that one, the Karen one, is her hair, the plaster, yeah.
And go to any coup if you dare.
Right. Go to any coup if you dare.
Yes.
Okay, say that again so that I have it.
Karen, white pigeon, dye plaster you have for hair, because your roots were all astern, and go to any coup you dare.
Doesn't make any sense, but anyway, let's move into that. Okay, any coup is actually the dean of our school, right?
Yes.
And she is this... Is she a lesbian?
No, she's well, married. I mean, she now looks... we know that even if you're married and kids, you can still be a lesbian.
Well,
I don't think so.
She's just a stout, round woman, right? Is that a good description?
Yes.
With not very pretty, but kind of a... She's just very round and very nice, I have to say.
She will give you Huan Chu.
Yeah. Huan Chu is... What is a potato?
Isn't it like sweet potato?
Sweet potato. Are you going to turn the...
I'm just going to open the blind a little.
Oh, okay. Or to let the air...
But no, go ahead.
And, So she's our dean.
Uh-huh.
Is that releasing the air in or not?
Yeah, there's some cool air there.
Okay, good.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, the hair... Yeah. She's the dean, and then what?
And then she's very funny, because...
Oh, the reason why
she would speak Hokkien. She would speak Hokkien to you.
Yeah.
And she was one time she even talked about Huan Chu or something.
Yes. It's like
Huan Chu or something.
Yeah. I forgot what it was about that. I wish I remember.
Yeah, she said to you like, oh, you can eat this and eat that.
And it was so funny. I cannot stand it.
And she talked about like watching the TV, the watching tapes, like the Hong Kong serials. Oh, I need to watch this, watch this. I love it so much.
But she's so cool. She's like very cool, actually. And now, were you there when she talked about the Hwanju? Or was it to me that and then I told you?
I don't
you?
Think so. Yeah, I think I wasn't there. But I heard her speak Hokkien another time.
Yeah.
When she was leaving a event or something.
She always like speak Hokkien to make it funny. You know, like when she says she speak Hokkien. Is she from Penang?
I don't know.
But anyway, so it doesn't matter. And so Hwanju is potato, like sweet potato.
Yes.
A sweet potato, like some people call yam, but it's sweet potato.
And then what? You gave her the nickname.
And her nickname becomes what?
Hwanju.
Ma Hwanju. Ani ku o Ma Hwanju.
We have to explain Lee Miao.
Lee Miao Su, oh my god. Lee Miao Su is actually the best.
Because she's also in the poll.
Lee Miao Su is a secret admirer of my roommate.
Oh, that was she's also in KDU, right?
Yes. And Miao Zhu is already very funny. She's very odd, right? She's yeah. odd. And she's kind of like...
nerd.
Like a big nerd, yeah. And then she's a bit... Also, she's like kind of big set, very tall and big. And then she's...
Awkward.
Very awkward and is in love. Well, not in love. Like, it's the secret admirer of my roommate.
Was she really the woman making it up?
No, she literally is.
She would just ask about him, right?
Right, but he is very scared of her. Because she always wants to come over. And she would pretend like she come over to find me. And then she actually wants to see my roommate. Anyway. So, Miao Zhu.
Miao Zhu.
Lee. Okay.
Did she come to your house also? How can I imagine that she came to your house and like kind of shout over the gate or something?
No, that was KDU house.
Oh, KDU, okay.
Yeah.
Chita! I imagine it to be a Penang house, okay.
No, it was my KDU house, my PJ house. And so she came... Okay, the first time I met her was under a very funny circumstances, which I have to tell you. And her name was Lee Miao Zhu. And then a zoo as in like the zoo, Z-O-O. And then when I saw her name, she was at like the advisor's office or something. I was with her. And then I saw the paper, you know, with her name on there. Lee Miao 200. It looked like 200. I was like, wow, what is this person Lee Miao 200, you know? So I was already thinking in my head, like, who is this? And we were both waiting for like in front of the administration office, and then they finally call her Lim Miao Zhu. So that's how I remember her name, like vividly in my head, Miao Zhu. And then we were in the same class or something, and that's how I get to know each other. But anyway, she's kind of awkward and very funny. Well, funny in a very mean way. Like, we were just
she's
like,
funny because she's awkward.
Yes.
That's usually our victims.
I know. And it's really bad, but just between the two of us. What, now more than the two of us now?
For me.
Oh my gosh, if you're Lin Miao Zhu, if you're listening to this, please write me an email. I'll tell you where Chita is. Oh. No, I don't really know where. And okay, Miao Zhu was in it too. So
the Annie Koo poem.
Oh, the Annie Koo poem. Okay, now give us.
So you already told.
Don't touch.
You already told them about Ma Huan Chu, right?
That's a nickname.
Yeah, that's a nickname.
Because I always say, Oh Ma Ang Gao. You know, like I always say, Oh Ma Ang Gao, that's my lata. I always say that. And then I just make it into the Oh Ma Huan Chu.
Yes.
So that's a name. Not Miao Zhu.
Annie Koo
or Ma Huan Chu. Okay.
So. Annie Koo, Lu Ma Huan Chu. You are... Sorry, this is too funny. Okay. Annie Koo, Lu Ma Huan Chu. You are like that fat Miao Zhu.
I was trying to be kind and
I
not...
don't remember now. Annie Koo, Lu Ma Huan Chu, you are like that fat Miao Zhu. Karen, something Karen.
Karen, come to her. Karen.
Yeah, and then the last line is
stuff.
And so you stuff
hair
her hair
in lube.
Yeah, but I forgot the third line. Shit. Any kulu mahaju you like that fat Miao Zhu?
It must be another uu.
Karen caught you
talking to. shit, I cannot laugh that loudly. It's very late. I'm so glad you remember that was the best line. Yeah, I had to explain. Top with two means big fat pig.
So you should recite it again.
Okay. I forgot how funny this one is. Any ku o ma huan. Actually, is it lu ma huan? Any ju o ma huan ju. Yeah. Any ku o ma huan ju. You are like the fat meow zoo. Karen call you top with two. So you stuff her hair in lu. This is the second stanza to the... That's a continuation from Karen's.
Yes. Well, not really.
Well, we sort of created that because we don't know how to end it. And then we also make it up so that it was... like, they have to be confronting each other from Karen's poem to any coup. Yeah, to any coup. So that's how we connected it. We were very skillful. And I don't know, I would say... Well, we were both coming up with this together, like we were talking, brainstorm, and then we never wrote it down though. You remember it in your head. And I'm so glad you do.
Too damn funny.
Do you usually, like after all these years, do you sometimes like think of it, like come to your head?
Probably, I think so. Yeah, it must be. Because I think when I talk to you, yeah.
Because I ask you, sometimes I ask you, and you just like, it just comes out.
Yes.
Okay, so. And then, is that, that's it, right?
There's one more teacher, but it's more like my personal...
Oh, the hair.
The hairpin.
This teacher...
She was my literature teacher.
This is in CMSU already.
No, KDU.
Oh, KDU, that's right. I've only had her once. She's like...
What was her name? I don't even remember now.
Sub for somebody.
Miss Lim or something.
English, right?
English, yeah, lit. English lit, yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Lit, American lit... Miss Lim was what? Wait, do we have a name in the poem? So anyway, she was like this teacher of ours, and she would wear. She had like regular, you know, like shoulder length, like chin length hair, and like kind of curly frizzy, and she didn't really do anything to it, but in the back part of it. She would pin a hairpin that really did nothing.
She was just there.
The hair wasn't even like... Well, sometimes it was pulled back a bit, but it was not
maybe
by...
Maybe it's like here.
It was pulled back a bit, but it was not by the hairpin. There was like a rubber band, elastic band or something to pull the hairpin, the hair back. But she just put the hairpin literally on the head and it just sits
Which
there.
Part of her head?
Usually the back part, that's because when she's writing on the board,
you should see it.
You will fixate on it.
Now she never taught me. I never took that class.
What's her name? Miss Cool.
No. Lim.
Miss Lim or something, yeah.
She was in Henry's class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Henry was in her class. And Henry always come and tell me about her. Hairpin is the nickname.
But this poem is so great because it also encompasses another, not just one, but two characters.
Oh, yes, who are students.
The bimbo.
The bimbo.
And, wait, what's it called?
Potato and celery.
Yeah.
Celery and potato.
But we call them, they're the bimbos. They're both bimbos.
They are very loud. They are always very loud and...
Well, they're very energetic.
They're very nice,
though. I wouldn't say that they're loud in a, like a rude way.
They're always having fun, so they're very loud in the cafeteria area.
But also in class, like they would be the most energetic.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's not like they were like rude. You know, they also have manners. So
yeah, they're not rude. They're not loud in a bad way. But they are sort of like very lively. Most students are very bashful and shy,
mm-hmm.
and they are the ones that is more like. The American type.
Yeah.
They would speak up and very bubbly. Very mm-hmm. bubbly.
So one was like this very taller one. She was
very skinny. Very thin. She's like olive.
Very long. And then there was another one who was... Well, she was kind of like regular size. Just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plumper.
So it wasn't our nickname even. It
they
was,
actually... They said that to each other.
Yeah, none of it is our nicknames because everybody already called them the bimbos. Everybody in the class, that year's class, and they were having like this kind of like girlish like fight, like fun fight, not a real fight. And it was making fun of each other. Shut up, you celery. Shut up, you potato.
Yes. I think it was the other way around. Shut up, you potato. And the other one said, shut up, you celery. That was very cute. Yes.
So we had to describe those characters. And the other thing about whoever this teacher's name was, the hairpin teacher, is that she had this very funny nose. Like, it's almost like the texture of a orange, but a bit more rough.
Yeah, is it because she pushes all her blackhead out?
Maybe when she was younger.
Like, and pores?
It's like a bit red also.
Oh.
Yeah, so... But she wasn't, like, ugly. It's just, you know, like, yeah, it was kind of, like, obvious.
Uh-huh.
So, and this poem came because I really had a dream about her. And I don't think I saw the bimbos. I think she said the bimbos. She said something about the bimbos. But anyway, let's try to remember the poem. Can I even remember it? So it's, happen on my head.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's my. Happen on my head. It is always still and dead.
Yeah, the pin. Yeah. Yes.
Because I dreamt about her saying, oh yeah, that she penciled her nose. In his dream, I... No.
Yeah. In her...
Happen on my head, it's always still and dead. My nose, I penciled in his dream.
Oh, okay. Which is Henry's
just
dream.
To make the bimbo scream.
Oh my gosh. Well, the thing is, Henry, he probably called me or like something or what he told me, like Henry told me that, my gosh, I had this dream of her pin and no, she was penciling her nose.
No, she said, I dreamt that she said to me, I penciled my nose.
Oh. This tells you how obsessive Henry is. In class, probably not paying attention, but her hairpin and her nose.
Because it was really sitting there, and when she writes something, it's like almost also kind of like this crescent moon, like moving a bit.
Wobbly, wobbly.
Yes.
Wiggle, wiggle. So, okay, say that again. Recite that again.
Okay. Hairpin on my head. It is always still and dead. My nose, I penciled in his dreams just to make the bimbo scream.
I think the bimbos were in the same class as
the
American Lit, yeah. Okay. Is this all?
It's good we're recording because I almost forget happened. There's, you know, the... I forgot what her nickname was. We had to figure that out.
Who?
Gray hair? White hair? No.
Oh.
My English teacher...
This is CMSU.
This is already CMSU.
Bright Pitch Pink one.
Yeah. Because something about it is always still and dead. Because she was this English teacher and her name was Rose Marie Kinder. So German, so funny. But she was like this very intense artsy type.
Mm-hmm.
Like pale and heavy smoker and the voice is a bit hoarse.
Yes.
And the hair is like super long and a bit like curly.
Frizzy.
Yeah, down to below past her shoulders. And she wore like glasses.
Very grey.
Yeah, but she was very like I admire her. Like she was very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the poem like? Like, what we had to figure out what the nickname was. Gray hair.
Yeah.
Was it so simple? Gray white hair? No, white gray gray hair.
Gray hair.
Gray hair. So maybe it was like gray hair on my head.
Yeah. Yes.
Gray hair on my head. It is always...
Still and dead. Did we use the same thing?
Yeah, it was like a variation.
Yeah. And they're both English teacher. One English lit and another English.
And then something about over a sink. I coloured something. She tried to colour it over the sink and it turned out...
Bright pitch pink.
Bright pitch pink, yeah. Gray hair on my head. It is always still and dead.
I try to. Yeah.
The sink has to come at the end.
I tried to dye it in the sink. No.
And it turned out bright.
No, I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't remember this one. But this one is.
But this is not. This is like the branch after.
This was already. We were kind of like. Like, because we enjoyed the KDU.
That we tried to
so
make,
much. We tried to make fun of it very differently.
Yeah, yeah. And it didn't. It wasn't quite working.
Yeah, it's okay. It will come back to me and I will check back with John.
Yes,
I'll leave
yes.
a vlog.
Like people would care. Like, people would care when they hear this.
Because, first of all, I don't really. Grey hair is like. I'm not even impressed by that. I mean, impressed by ourselves. If we call her only grey hair, we would have come up with something else.
Is it something else?
Grey. It's okay, we'll try to think about it.
Let me see how much time we've done. Oh, 35 minutes, perfect. Any, that's it, right?
For
the poem.
The teacher poems.
Yeah, and then the songs will come later.
Yeah.
Did we
how about
do
Madoka?
Huh?
Madoka is a song, right?
Yeah, that's a song, yeah.
There's also CMSU.
Yes. So and another thing that we did besides this, and thank you for listening to our rambling. I'm sure all of you would probably have turned this off and skipped this episode because you have no idea what we're talking about. This really is for my personal pleasure and keepsake so that I have it. I should burn a CD for you. Or you should download and burn a CD on your computer so that we don't forget it.
Yeah, but I probably won't listen.
No, just to keep it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll keep
it. And then, like, if we don't remember, we can put it back and listen to it.
Grey hair on my head. Okay, never mind.
We should recite from the beginning all four without interruption.
Is it only four? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so.
Okay, the first one was Chunky Chain. Fairy, fairy, chunky chain.
Twist and bite until you feign. You like to wear your sun
Wear your sun and moon.
When you eat your plain bihun.
Karen,
white pigeon. Dyed plaster you have for
hair.
Because your roots were all
astern.
And go to any coup
you
dare.
Continuation.
Any coup you
Omahuanchu. Any coup Omahuanchu. You are like that fat Miaozu. Karen call you top we do. So you stuff her hair in loo. This is the best one.
Oh, it's only three, eh? And then whatever happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's only three. Why do I think that there's more?
Yeah, me too. God.
And, okay, and then hairpin. Hairpin
on
my
head. It is always still and dead. My nose I penciled in his dreams. Just to make the bimbo scream.
Okay, good. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I will you will have to continue listening to us to find out the songs that we made up, especially if you're from Malaysia, because I think the songs would purely, really, completely be for my own sake. Because I don't think you understand that.
Oh yeah.
It's in Malay though.
And it's so obscene also.
Oh, it's okay. Obscene is okay.
It's obscene and it's so symbolic of this obscenity he's talking about. So
there's vagina involved.
You shouldn't have told.
But that's how people would come back. Okay, but you have to come back, especially it's Malay though. Right? Yeah, it's Malay. It's
but who cares? Difficult.
But who cares? It's just for me. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, all of you out there. And thank you, Henry, for bringing all the memory back from CMSU. I mean, KDU.
It's 24. I don't believe it. Wow.
I know. It feels like a lot, though. It feels like there's six or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe we included the songs into
Yeah, I think we are thinking about Madoka and
And the
Madoka
Kukua.
Is something very special. If you had to John
you have to come back.
Perform for us.
Okay, come back next time. I don't know who I'll post that, but, you know, just stay. Subscribe to online and you'll find out. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.
Madoka.